welcome to this special holiday broadcast of The Secrets of the Christmas Star, brought to you by NameYourGalaxy.com. NameYourGalaxy.com sponsors these broadcasts as well as other science education outreach programs of Windowpane Observatory. Located 80 miles southeast of Kitt Peak Observatory, the National Observatory of the United States in southern Arizona. In this series of broadcasts, I will take you on an astronomical adventure of biblical proportions that will explain from a purely scientific point of view just what the Star of Bethlehem could have been. If you can't wait for the last episode airing just before Christmas Day, go to ChristmasStarSecrets.com or NameYourGalaxy.com and you can listen to or download all five segments of the program. In either case, I hope you enjoy our cosmic exploration of the secrets of the Christmas Star. Was the Star of Bethlehem an exploding star? In our last episode, we explored whether the Christmas Star might have been a meteor or a comet. A meteor is too transient a cosmic phenomena, and we discovered that there were no bright comets recorded between 7 and 2 BC. We also learned that comets in ancient times were harbingers of death, not associated with the birth of a new king. So today we're going to explore whether the Star of Bethlehem was an exploding star. Perhaps the simplest answer is a nova or supernova outburst. A new star blazes forth where none had ever been seen and leaves no trace for us to find in the future. These spectacular objects are in reality dying stars, although they are new, albeit temporary, additions to the nighttime sky. The appearance of a nova is unpredictable. A really bright one becomes visible perhaps once every 25 or 30 years. Going on this assumption, we actually should be due for a bright, naked-eye nova almost any time now, since the most recent one appeared back in 1975, not far from the bright star Deneb in the constellation Cygnus, part of the famous summer triangle of first-magnitude stars. Most bright novae suddenly and unexpectedly flare into prominence literally overnight, attracting the instant attention of sky-conscious people. But after several days or weeks of such prominence, it gradually fades back to obscurity. Even more spectacular, but much rarer, are supernovae, stars that suddenly blow themselves completely apart, briefly producing an incredible energy output equivalent to the combined light of an entire galaxy. At the height of its outburst, a supernova can shine with the brilliance capable of casting shadows, and can even be seen in broad daylight. Truly a celestial announcement worthy of the birth of a king. In our own Milky Way galaxy over the past 1,000 years, there have been 4 brilliant supernovae. In 1006, 1054, 1572, and 1604. Although a nova or supernova is the most satisfying explanation for the star, there doesn't seem to be any definitive record of a bright nova appearing in the sky during the time that biblical historians believe the Magi made their journey. One nova apparently did appear, bordering the constellations Capricornus and Aquarius during the spring of 5 BC. But the Chinese records, which describe this object, imply that it was apparently not very conspicuous at all. If there are no records of a bright nova or supernova during Christ's probable birth times, what is left? Fortunately, we have one more powerful celestial option, planetary conjunctions. When one or more planets get very close to each other in the sky, they can appear as one very bright new star. In our next episode, we'll find out if that is the secret of the Christmas Star. Stay tuned. For more information, visit ChristmasStarSecrets.com. This program was funded in part from your generous contributions to NameYourGalaxy.com. Real galaxies named after you by real astronomers at Windowpane Observatory. Give the gift that lasts longer than forever by calling 505-463-8360 or visiting NameYourGalaxy.com.